While in school, I participated in all the sports and received 9 letters in all. Basketball, football, track, and baseball. My senior year was best. I never had any steady girl, just played the field. That was when I had my first relationship with a girl. Of course, I told the boys that I'd had a lot of girls. I got offers from 2 colleges to play ball, but never attended any of them. After I graduated from school, I went to work for the Santa Fe Railroad and stayed until the following winter when I got laid off. The following spring, I got a job with the Rourke Motor Company. I had been working there about 4 months when I had an automobile wreck with a company car. I was in the hospital several days with extensive head injuries. While I was in the condition I was in, I couldn't find another job, so I was unemployed most of the winter. Meantime, I had met a girl and fallen in love. Her dad was a Baptist preacher and resented me going with her. In July, we were married. All hell broke loose from her dad until he learned she was pregnant. But still, he never wished me good luck, and that has always gone against the grain. After we were married, I worked at a service station near Kansas City. I worked from 8 at night till 8 in the morning. Sometimes my wife stayed with me all night. She was afraid I couldn't keep awake, so she came to help me. Then I got an offer to work at Perry Pontiac, which I gladly accepted. It was very satisfactory, though I didn't make a lot of money, $75 a week. I got along good with the other men and was well liked by my boss. I worked there 5 years. During my employment there was the beginning of some of the lowest things I have ever done. Here Hickok revealed his pedophiliac tendencies, and after describing several sample experiences, wrote, "I know it is wrong. But at the time, I never give any thought to whether it is right or wrong. The same with stealing. It seems to be an impulse. One thing I never told you about the clutter deal is this. Before I ever went to their house, I knew there would be a girl there. I think the main reason I went there was not to rob them, but to rape the girl. Because I thought a lot about it. That is one reason why I never wanted to turn back when we started to. Even when I saw there was no safe. I did make some advances toward the clutter girl when I was there, but Perry never gave me a chance. I hope no one finds this out but you, as I haven't even told my lawyer. There were other things I should have told you, but I'm afraid of my people finding them out. Because I am more ashamed of them, these things I did, than hanging. I have had sickness. I think caused from the car wreck I had. Spells of passing out, and sometimes I would hemorrhage at the nose and left ear. I had one at some people's house by the name of Christ. They lived south of my parents. Not long ago, I had a piece of glass work out of my head. It came out the corner of my eye. My dad helped me to get it out. I figure I should tell you the things that led to my divorce and things that caused me to go to prison. It started the early part of 1957. My wife and I were living in an apartment in Kansas City. I had quit my job at the automobile company and went into the garage business for myself. I was renting the garage from a woman who had a daughter-in-law named Margaret. I met this girl one day while I was at work, and we went to have a cup of coffee. Her husband was away in the Marine Corps. To make a long story short, I started going out with her. My wife sued for divorce. I began thinking I never really loved my wife, because if I had, I wouldn't have done all the things I'd done. So I never fought the divorce. I started drinking and was drunk for almost a month. I neglected my business, spent more money than I earned, wrote bad checks, and in the end, became a thief. For this last, I was sent to the penitentiary. My lawyer said I should be truthful with you as you can help me. And I need help, as you know.